Good evening. It is 11:59 p.m., almost midnight, and I wanted to do a little bit of non-erotic poetry, just something that made me feel good reading it. I was on Pinterest, and I just wanted to share some things that I found. They were interesting, so here we go. Let's find them, shall we? Alright, I have boards on Pinterest. And this one, it's very difficult to find. It's called Be Yourself. And so I'm going to read them off to you. Alright, here we go. Don't know, this came from Power Positivity. I don't know who the writer is. 5 things to quit right now. Number 1, trying to please everyone. I try to do that and I fail every time. Number 2, fearing change. I fear change, I don't deal with change very well. And once change happens and I walk away from it like a survivor, I actually am very happy that I had change, but it is really hard at first. Number 3, living in the past. I'm a nostalgic person and I find myself thinking about past things and thinking about what could I have done different. What could I have changed in the past? I mean, sometimes it's good to reflect, you know, but you can't dwell on it. Number 4, putting yourself down. How many times do you look at yourself and say, well, this isn't this size, so I don't like it, and I don't feel good about this because of this reason? Well, you know what? To be honest, we're pretty much all beautiful, don't you think? I mean, we may not have perfect this or perfect that or whatever, but we are not just the physical. We are so many more things, so many greater things. And you know what? Beauty fades. We're not all going to be 20. We're not all going to be 30. We're going to get older. And wrinkles are going to, pepper our bodies. And is that to say that we're not beautiful anymore? No. That's not true. I personally see beauty in all kinds of people. I see in my job, I see all kinds of people, and I can see beauty in just about everybody. Old, young, any body type. You know, they say beauty is skin deep. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I believe that. I do believe that people are beautiful beyond their physicality. And I freaking hope that somebody believes that about me. I really do. Number 5, overthinking. Oh my goodness. 5 things we have to quit right now? Overthinking? Oh my goodness. I don't think I can follow that rule. I overthink everything. I've always been that way. I will overthink the crap out of everything because I have a brain. That's right. What else do I have on my list here? Maybe some cool things. All right. I like this one. This is short and sweet. Fall in love with as many things as possible. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful? Fall in love. with as many things as possible. That's easy. That's so easy for me. Because I fall in love with just about, I'm not going to say everything, but I'm going to say lots of things. Lots of things that I might not tell everybody. I just may have my walls up, and you may not know that I really, really like you. Or like it. Or like that. Or like her. Or like him. I may not say it. Let's just leave it at that. Alright, what else do I have up my sleeve? Oh, goodness. I don't know who this is by, but I like it. Just be yourself. Let people see the real, imperfect, flawed, quirky, weird, beautiful, and magical person that you are. That's right. Some of the most beautiful people in my mind are the misfits, the dorks, the nerds, the people that don't always fit into the cookie cutter mold that everybody seems to want. I love that. I love the quirky. Give me quirky. Sign me up. All right. What else? This is kind of interesting. Don't chase people. Be an example. Attract them. Work hard and be yourself. The people that belong in your life will come find you and stay. Just do your thing. Stop worrying about people. Honestly, stop worrying about whether or not somebody likes you or not. If they like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. Just be yourself and have fun. Surround yourself by the people that make you feel good. The people that you click with. You know? Granted, there are some people that are going to challenge you and maybe make you a better person and maybe make you think a few thoughts. It doesn't mean, just because they challenge you doesn't mean that they're throwaways. They could be complete assets in your life. You have to think about that. What else do I have? Now, this is interesting. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse. You'll find an excuse if it's not important to you. No truer words spoken. It's by Brett Wilson. I don't know who that is. Very profound to me because I have met so many wonderful people in my life in the past, recently, whatever. And if people make time for you, you mean something to them. If they shove you aside, you mean nothing. And you need to learn that it's not okay for somebody to shove you aside. Gravitate toward people who actually put you to the forefront and make you a part of their day. Do they know your schedule? Do they pay attention to when you speak? Do they comment on your stuff? Those are the people. Do they once in a while, like once a week, maybe say hi? Those are the people that matter. So you like somebody and you reach out to them and they never reach back. You know what I say? Fuck them. I say fuck them. Because you know what? You deserve to be with somebody who reaches out to you, makes the effort. Somebody who actually makes the effort to know your life. That is somebody. That is somebody worth knowing. That is the gem, the emerald, the diamond, the ruby, the sapphire, the sparkling jewel that you need to focus on. Yes. I think that's all I have for you. This was a night of not really anything titillating or anything. So this is probably going to end up on maybe Audio Candy or Pillow Talk Audio. I don't really know if it's classified as Pillow Talk Audio. Maybe it's just my voice. It's maybe Pillow Talk Audio. I have no idea. Why wouldn't Pillow Talk Audio need something like this? Why wouldn't we all want to enjoy something like this? So I think I'm gonna put it on there. Have a good night. I hope you have sweet dreams.